Good day, KVNF listeners. This is your KVNF Regional Newscast for Friday, January 30th. I'm Brody Wilson. Thanks so much for listening and happy Friday, everybody. The Colorado State Patrol is investigating a fatal crash on Interstate 70 in Clear Creek County involving a CDOT snowplow, a Sprinter van carrying a California youth hockey team, and two other vehicles. The van's driver was unfortunately killed. Several juveniles and adults were hospitalized. Eastbound I-70 was closed for hours yesterday. And the town of Ridgeway has hired outside litigation attorneys after a dispute with the owners of the Mountain Lodge, or MTN Lodge, over long-term worker housing and local taxes. The conflict centers on a four-year agreement to lease all 52 lodge units to construction workers building the Four Seasons Resort in Mountain Village. Town officials say that the arrangement would require a zoning change and trigger lodging and sales taxes. But attorneys for the lodge's parent company argue the plan is allowed under Ridgeway's town code and qualifies for tax exemptions tied to stays longer than 30 days. In a recent letter, they said the owners do not intend to pay lodging or sales taxes on those long-term stays. That position marks a shift from earlier correspondence when the company said it would continue paying the lodging tax to maintain a good relationship with the town. Ridgeway leaders say the issue raises broader concerns about land use, tax fairness, and impacts on services like traffic, utilities, and emergency response. The council voted unanimously to retain a Denver law firm as the dispute moves towards potential litigation. The Ouray County Plain Dealer has some great reporting on this issue that you can read at ouraynews.com. And Colorado is awarding over $22 million to municipalities across the state to help reduce emissions, lower energy costs, and strengthen the state's climate workforce. Rocky Mountain Community Radio's Caroline Yanez has more.
The grants from the Colorado Energy Office target four categories: buildings, land use, transportation, and waste. Telluride is set to receive over $2 million to develop energy performance standards for commercial and municipal buildings. Similarly, Ridgeway will get $1.3 million to develop an all-electric building code, as well as electrification projects in town. Mountain Village was awarded $1.8 million for a townwide composting program, along with new sidewalks for low-income, workforce, and affordable housing areas. Other places got smaller amounts, like Rifle in Garfield County. It received $162,000 to help build accessory dwelling units and to connect those units to transportation. There's also $1 million in grants to help HVAC technicians get training on heat pump installation, with funds specifically set aside for rural Colorado communities. Caroline Yanez, Rocky Mountain Community Radio.
Governors along the Colorado River Basin are heading to Washington today for high-stakes talks with the Federal Interior Department about the river's future. As Scott Franz reports for the Mountain West News Bureau, the seven states remain at an impasse over how to share the river's dwindling water.
Pressure is building for negotiators to come up with a plan. Forecasts for the water supply this spring are dropping as snowpack lags in the west. Colorado's negotiator, Becky Mitchell, says talks among states are continuing at least twice a week, but there are still sticking points.
Some in the lower basin wanted some sort of guaranteed supply, irrespective of hydrologic conditions. And I think asking people to guarantee something that cannot be guaranteed, it just is a recipe that to not get to success.
Lower basin states are calling for mandatory cuts for the upper basin during dry years. Negotiators have less than 3 weeks before a federal deadline to reach an agreement.
That was Scott Franz with the Mountain West News Bureau. The upcoming Olympic Games in Italy will feature ski mountaineering, or SkiMo for short. It's the first time ever the sport has been included in the Games. SkiMo involves climbing mountains and skiing down them as fast as possible. Aspen's Jesse Young has been a quiet force in the sport for more than a decade. 2 years ago, at the age of 40, she started training for the biggest race of her life to earn a spot on Team USA. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, Aspen Public Radio's Sarah Torrey brings us her story.
It's 7:45 a.m. in early January, and Jesse Young has just started her first workout of the day. She'll go from the base of Aspen Mountain to the summit, more than 3,000 feet in a little over an hour.
It was really just a cool way to get to experience the mountains that brought me to the sport.
Young loves being in the mountains. It's where she feels most at home. And skiing down is more fun than walking.
I really wanted to get into backcountry skiing and, you know, exploring the mountains in the wintertime.
Ski-mo racing was a way to do that in a relatively safe way, without the risk of avalanches. In Europe, ski-mo has been around for decades, but it's a relatively new sport in the U.S. It includes several different disciplines, from short sprints to multi-hour races high in the mountains. Those are the races Young likes. The longer, the better.
Because she is so tough and tenacious.
That's Nikki LaRochelle. She's a former member of the U.S. ski-mo national team. She'll be in Italy next month as an official commentator for the Olympic ski-mo races.
I believe her pain threshold is like off the charts. Her bread and butter and her skill sets really rest in long format, grueling individual or teams formats.
Thank you, Matt. It is go time. Here we go.
Young's journey to the Olympics is an unlikely one. She was mostly a snowboarder growing up in Snowmass.
I think I went to one Nordic practice and decided it was way too hard, like in high school.
It wasn't until much later that she tried ski-mo. She finished near the back of the pack in one of her first races. But she kept at it, and in 2015, she qualified for her first world championships. Sarah Kuchler is the head of sport with the U.S. Ski Mountaineering Association.
Despite having a job and family and kids, she still is, you know, one of the top athletes in the sport on the female side.
Only the shorter format races would be included at the Olympics, the individual sprint and the co-ed relay. Young would have to become a completely different athlete if she wanted to compete.
In these long distance races, you don't have to do transitions in under 20 seconds and have that strength and explosive power.
Young put in the work. She hired a coach. She changed her training to emphasize raw speed and power. She got stronger. And a little over a year ago, Kuchler invited her to a national team training camp in Aspen. Young excelled, despite being a decade older than most of her competitors.
She put down the fastest times out of all of the women.
But there would only be a single spot allocated for the North American ski-mo teams at the Olympics. The U.S. had to beat Canada to qualify. It came down to a final race held in Solitude, Utah in December. It was a long shot.
If Canada showed up on a good day and we showed up on a good day, we were going to fall short.
That's where Anna Gibson came in.
Anna Gibson of the U.S., she's a fun storyline.
26 years old, from Jackson Hole. Gibson had never competed in a ski-mo race, but on paper, she looked promising. A junior national champion in Nordic skiing, a professional trail runner, and she knew how to ski downhill. Young was proud of her race at Solitude. She went so hard, she later blacked out.
Here we see Jessie Young still leading for the USA, and I believe Haley Hafman.
But Gibson went faster. She and her partner won the A final, and crucially, they beat Canada. The victory was bittersweet for Young. Gibson's win qualified the U.S. team for the Olympics, but it meant Young will be going to Italy as an alternate.
If I'm honest, I think there's a little bit of heartbreak there for those women who have put so much time and energy into performing, like Jessie. And then in comes this woman, Anna Gibson, who had never done the sport up until, you know, 6 months prior to Solitude.
But Young isn't one to linger in disappointment.
I've put in so much training, so I kind of want to funnel that into racing in some way.
She has her eyes on some longer races in Europe.
Those are more like hour and a half individual races where you're kind of in the real mountains, which will be fun.
It's a different goal than what she had going into the season, but it's one that brings her closer to why she started this sport in the first place. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Sarah Torrey.
The ski-mo events at the upcoming Milan-Cortina Olympics will take place on February 19th and 21st. And that report was shared with us via Rocky Mountain Community Radio, a network of media stations in Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, and New Mexico that includes KBNF. Well, that's all we have time for on your KBNF regional newscast for today. I hope you all have a great weekend. Thank you so much for listening. If you missed this newscast, you can listen to it on Spotify or YouTube. Just search for KBNF regional newscast on either of those platforms. We'll see you Monday. I'm Brody Wilson.